With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Following a relatively mild December around the country, winter is coming on strong.
Temperatures this morning, International Falls, 14 degrees below zero. Chicago is a little warmer. Temperatures are only in the lower teens. Minneapolis, temperatures are right around zero. So very cold air across parts of the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa. Pretty typical temperatures for a very cold air mass. At the moment, not a lot of records, though.
That is Bob Orovac, lead forecaster with the National Weather Service.
A lot of cold air in place across the country. It's really setting up the potential for a pretty, very impactful storm. Anywhere from the plains into the lower Missouri Valley, Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and eventually into the East United States over the next several days.
Also, at SRNNews.com, a six-day state funeral has begun in Georgia.
Here in Plains, Georgia, hundreds of people gathered to pay their respects to former President Jimmy Carter here in the small town where he grew up and spent much of his life. Families waved American flags and handmade signs and watched quietly as the hearse carrying the former president's body passed through his town and headed on towards the family farm where he grew up. In Plains, Georgia, I'm Kate Payne.
A lot of people in the Big Apple are angry. New York's plan to charge drivers extra to enter the center of Manhattan is set to go into effect tomorrow. The goals of what's known as congestion pricing are to reduce gridlock and raise revenue for the region's transit system. Governor Kathy Hochul said this week the state is pushing forward with the plan. That means most people now can expect a $9 charge on their Easy Pass if they drive into Manhattan's business district just south of Central Park. This is SRN News. Well, Canada sends gender advisors to Ukraine.
And to Poland and to Haiti and everywhere the Canadian military is serving. A new government report states that in Poland, for example, quote, a task force gender advisor was involved in all aspects of this training mission and supported the local defense attaché in connecting with local and Ukrainian-based non-governmental organizations and interested parties. Critics say taxpayers shouldn't foot the bill for Canada to export the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research says evangelical Christians are tithing less to churches these days. The report says the proportion of evangelicals giving to a church fell from 74% down to 61% over the last 3 years, and percentages who gave to a nonprofit fell from 58% to 50%. This is SRN News. Well, say hello to the new kid on the block.
The Danish-Swedish Farm Dog is the latest dog in the American Kennel Club's lineup of recognized breeds. The designation makes the breed eligible to compete for many best-in-show trophies. It's also likely to bring more widespread interest in the small, sprightly dogs, and that possibility both gladdens and concerns their biggest fans. Carrie Sagebart is one of the people who worked to get the farm dogs recognized by the AKC. She says it's exciting, but farm dog folk don't want the breed's popularity to grow too quickly. John Scott reporting.
Small plane attempting to make an emergency landing shortly after takeoff crashed through the roof of a building in Southern California. Two people are dead. 19 have been injured. That incident near the Fullerton Municipal Airport in Orange County. More details at SRNNews.com.